Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, once again, our nation faced a tragedy, is facing another tragedy. We're praying again for the wounded, for those left behind, and a nation that seems too ignorant to realize it's true decaying, a falling away from God, and a lack of respect for life in general. We talked about that a little bit yesterday with the comments that Joy Behar makes from time to time and certain others in the limelight, mocking God. She mocks God one day, and the next day we have a young man. He's not, I know he's a teenager, but he's not some high school student. He's a young man who knew better. At 19 years old, he plotted and planned ahead. He didn't just wake up yesterday morning and say, I think I'm going to go shoot people. So to solve or not put a Band-Aid on a problem, we need to really stop and think back to what has changed. Question, why we had less gun laws, fewer gun laws 20 or 30 years ago, had students carrying their rifles in the back of their pickup trucks to school, yet we had less school violence, school shootings. Question, as to why does health care cost more today than it did 20 or 30 years ago? And I'm not talking about insurance. I'm talking about your actual care. We always want to jump to legislation. We always want to jump to something instead of stopping and thinking of what is different. You can't legislate morality, nor can you legislate common sense. Yesterday, we talked about The View and Joy Behar, and the lack of respect for God and the lack of fear of God. To say the things that people say today and they have no fear of God retaliating. Because they don't see it happen just right then. The nature of the left is to control everything. To fix, the nature of man is that we think we can fix things. And the mistaken thought process that mankind is generally basically good is wrong. We're not basically good. I met our own county sheriff yesterday, and the shooting had only been a couple hours old at that point in time. The shooting in Florida is what I'm referring to. The young man that decided to go in and just kill. And the sheriff was telling me, now, this didn't happen in our county. I don't even think it was in our state. I'm trying to remember what he told me. But a parent couldn't get their 13-year-old up out of bed to go to school. So they called the deputy sheriff. I kind of laughed. I said, if I couldn't get one of my boys up for school, the last person I was going to call was the deputy sheriff. Parenting isn't for cowards. Anybody remember that book? But today we have many cowards attempting to be parents. They want to be the best friend. They don't want to be the parent, the adult, the one who nurtures and guides and prepares this life this young life to face an evil world. You have to prepare them to face an evil world. There's no discipline right now, no structure, very few rules, and way too many choices are left to these children at way too young an age. And they're not taught responsibility. Nobody wants to be responsible. Everybody wants to look at the gun yesterday as the problem. We need more gun laws. All of a sudden, we need more gun laws. How long are we going to keep putting up with this? Well, when are we going to wake up to the real problem? And it's not the gun. What changed in the last 20 to 30 years? As the talking heads try to analyze and put their heads in the head of a madman and try and figure out why he did what he did, and how to restrict, and how to enforce new and improved laws, this nation seems content to kill its young, unborn, and then act as protectionists for our youth. If we've teach these children that life has no value before it's born, how are they going to see any value in life when it's a teenager or an adult? I'm wondering, as they're sitting there analyzing this, why this 19-year-old is still in high school. Why is a kid at 19, who's not a kid, still in high school? Now, he'd been kicked out, been expelled, wasn't allowed to come back on campus with a backpack because he'd already been threatened. He'd already been threatening. So what has changed? A falling away from God is my main concern. That's kind of my main idea of what's changed. But another thing that has changed is how quick we are to treat life with drugs. We talk about an opioid addiction, and yet most of our young people, most of Americans, are on some kind of drugs. For depression, because they can't cope with life. Why? Why can't we cope with life? You know, life is tough. I know. Life is tough. It's even tougher, as John Wayne said, if you're stupid. And sometimes Beth is stupid. You know, I got put in my place yesterday. I'm not doing my job, but Joy Bizarre, she's doing her job. She's bringing in ratings. I'm trying to bring a nation together and bring common sense back to nonsense. Somebody told me one time, you know, that's not possible. I said, it's just a saying. It's just a saying. I do believe in Americans. I do believe in people. But before that, I believe in God. I want to talk about this a little bit more. 877-895-5410 is the number to call as we sit and pray for this nation to wake up and acknowledge there is a God. And we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, first place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Jerry in Illinois. Jerry, how are you today?
Well, how are you today, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay, sir. Thank you for asking.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm sorry to hear about your little mishap.
My little elbow incident. You know, an elbow is not a very big bone, but it kind of took charge.
I know. Isn't that funny, man, when they say it's a funny bone, you know, and you laugh, but you cry at the same time.
You know, I said when I first did it, that seemed to be part of the pain, was that it wasn't just the ache of a broken bone, which you normally get with a broken bone, but I said it almost felt like it was this radiating pain from when you hit your funny bone, and I don't know why whoever named it funny or that bone humorous, but anyway, I wasn't laughing.
Oh. But anyway. Oh, I'm bad. I bet you weren't, ma'am.
I didn't cry either. But I probably should have. Maybe you helped. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jerry.
No. Well, a couple of things. One, I totally agree with you when it comes to, you know, religion. It does play a big part in our society because what happens is parents these days, they just want to just appease their children, you know, give them, and they don't explain, you know, you have to work to earn something, and God is there to help you and show you along the way, you know, and this is our problem that we're having with, I see it everywhere, all the time, and it's just really, really, really sad. I mean, when I see a five-year-old child with an iPod, you know, playing with it and everything, I'm just like, oh my goodness, what has happened to us?
Well, but and I'll defend it to a short extent. They can be used as good tools, good learning tools. Kids can concentrate, they can focus on that, and they can learn skills very young. But for hours on end, you restrict the time that they're on that and don't use it as a babysitter. Yeah. And, you restrict the time and still let them know what it's like to feel and hold a book in their hands.
Oh, I totally agree with you, because my mother used to read the Bible to us, mm-hmm. Kids, all mm-hmm. the time. I mean, that was our, from the morning to the afternoon. Tonight, she would just read the Bible, and she'd say, this is wrong, this is right, this is why, God wants us to follow these rules, because this is what the world's about, I mean, and these kids now, they expect everybody to feel sorry for them, just like with that young John, did what he did. It's like, it's his fault. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not. I blame it on, him as a person. He is 19 years old. Just like you said, he is an adult. Mm-hmm. I mean, an adult that should have known better. To do something so, just crazy. You know what I mean? I mean,
well, he plotted it. He planned. He knew exactly what he was going to do. And
yeah.
He didn't just wake up that morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's like somebody plotted it in his head to say, just go ahead and do it. It'll be all right. It's like, no, it's not all right. I mean, consequences are consequences. It's just like if I walk into a store and let's say I see something and I want it, but I don't have the money for it, and I pick it up, and I walk out the store, and I have the store owner come out and grab me. What am I going to do? Well, it's mine, so you can't take it from me.
You're going to drive really, really fast.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just so crazy. And just like you said, you got to get the spanking back in there. And
there's a difference between spanking and beatings. And I probably spanked a little too often with my children, and they don't listen to the show, so I can say that and admit it out loud. But they also will admit that they didn't get some they probably deserved, so they will admit that. But we need to go back to discipline.
Yeah, we do.
And structure.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier on Power Talks that there was, and I can't remember, I think it was when I was still working at a medical clinic, but anyway, the one mother was complaining that her three-year-old couldn't decide what she was going to wear, and she was throwing a fit about this and throwing a fit about that, and I'm thinking, why does a three-year-old have a choice as to what clothes she's going to put on in the morning? A three-year-old doesn't need to have that choice. Just lay it out, and this is what you're going to wear.
Yep. I totally agree with you because my ex-wife, she used to baby my granddaughter, and I would make, dinner, and she said, well, did you ask her what she wanted? I go, no, ma'am, I did not ask her what she wanted, because what I'm eating, she's going to eat. And if she doesn't, she's going to be staring at the food until it either evaporates or she eats it.
Now, the difference is I would probably ask my grandchildren. I never ask my kids what they wanted for supper. But I knew what they would eat and what they wouldn't eat, and I didn't try to put everything before them that they didn't like at one meal, So.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't...
Anyway, but my mom, I think she did. She'd give me liver and peas on the same night, and I didn't like either one.
I love peas, but liver, oh my.
No.
I would, I would choke that stuff down, and I would cry at the same time, choking it down.
I didn't do well with it. There was another brother of mine. We were always in trouble on the night we had liver or chili. We neither one wanted to eat the beans out of the chili. So, but, you know, that's just growing up. You have to learn that you're not going to like everything, and you have to learn how to cope. And I don't think we're a world, a nation now that teaches people how to cope, other than we think we can fix it with a pill. Here, this will help you cope. Well, and I understand that sometimes people do need help. They do need extra help. But that's where we ought to be stepping up as friends and as Christians and as relatives, as parents, as children. We need to step up and help one another. Help our,
you know,
he ain't heavy, he's my brother. That is true. We need to help one another. You can only do so much, but you need to help one another. This young man, and he was a man, he wasn't a kid. This young man obviously had a rough life. He'd lost his father, he lost his mother, and now he was living with another family or something. I don't know if it was true foster care or just another family had taken him in. Rough life. But he was going down the wrong path. So obviously no one was helping him cope through the Word of God. And I know maybe some people will roll their eyes around. You know, we talked about Joy Bizarre yesterday and her mocking of God, you know, and I thought she made the comment, well, you know, it's one thing to talk to Jesus. It's another thing if you think he's talking to you. And I'm going, well, obviously you're not talking to him enough because he does talk to you. And I may not be audible and saying, you know, you shall do this or you shall not do that. But he does speak to us. And
well, I tell you. Exactly, Bethany. And I'll tell you, you know, I mean, if anybody doesn't believe in God, you know, I am living proof that there is a God. And believe me, you do not want to test God, okay?
No, you don't.
I mean, no, you don't, okay? Because, you know, I had to run away when I was 16 years old. Oh, and God. I mean, it was a big story and all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, when me and the Lord, you know, I was on a long stretch of road, and it was as dark can be. And I'll tell you what, when he come down to me, man, I mean, he opened up a can of whoop butt on me, you know, and he said, boy, you better wake up now, you know. I don't care what happened to you. You are a man, and you're going to accept it, and you're going to go on. And, you know, I'm there with you all the time. So you just, you know, and believe me, he's been there for me. I mean, through thick and thin, and you know, people that mock God, they just, I mean, don't mess with them.
Yeah, you know, they don't know God. Only a fool mocks God. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much. Keep praying for this nation. Thank you. God bless you. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. As we need to get on our knees for this nation and pray for a revival, a coming back to God. And we will be right back. A trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm just talking about what I view as the solution to the issues in this nation. And I see one solution, and that is turning back to God. Whether you're a man or woman of faith or not, our Constitution, our rule of laws are made for a moral people. We are an immoral people right now. That's why a 19-year-old thinks he can go in and shoot up a school and not be responsible for it. We don't teach responsibility. We don't teach coping with life. Life has its ups and its downs. And unless we teach children how to cope, how to become adults, sometimes I don't think the adults are adults. Some days I don't want to be an adult. You know, remember when you couldn't wait till you grew up and then think, what was I thinking? there's more problems on this side of the coin than there is back there when somebody else was helping me make decisions. We need to be in prayer for this nation, and particularly right now, those in Florida that are hurting, trying to sort everything out, put things together. But most of all, do we, and I'm talking to me as much as I am you, we do a lot of complaining, but do we get on our knees and pray for those leaders? Let's go to Tim in Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Great, Beth. How are you doing? I just heard on today's show, I missed yesterday, you hurt your elbow.
I did. I broke my elbow and had to have a little surgery on it. They've got me put back together with pins and wire. Not duct tape, but pins and wire.
I had a grandson that happened to when he was 6 years old. It's so fun.
It's not any fun, but we're going to get through it. It'll be fine. It's a little painful at this stage, and I haven't even started a physical therapy yet. And I've got a daughter-in-law that's her expertise. She has her doctor degree in physical therapy. She teaches it at Southwest Baptist College, she's going to be pushing me pretty soon. But she told me I couldn't do any weightlifting or anything like that until my bones adhere to those little screws and wires and such. But anyway, how are you doing?
Not too bad. I was thinking, this shooter deal here, he did have a mental health issue. But, you get to studying the Bible a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And the thought crosses your mind. The story of Joseph. Now, Joseph, we use it as kind of a lesson on envy, but at the same time, if you really stop to think about it, now his brothers sold him away to a caravan going to Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, his siblings didn't like him very much.
A prominent man, yeah. But the thing that always strikes me in that story, and this is something Melody should use more, is when his kinfolk had to go to Egypt because they had a famine and all they had was cash, they could buy the same amount of food at that time that they could buy with their money before the famine happened. And you get to thinking about that. We don't divide our days up enough. We've got a lot of good parents out there who are working more than 8 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I came home from school, I'm 57. When I came home from school, Mom was there. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you think about a lot of this, the concept of compound interest and inflation actually is disrupting our households, where you're not taking 8 hours a day for your usual vocations, you're not taking 8 hours a day for family life, you're not taking 8 hours a day to rest.
And they don't even eat meals together most of the time anymore.
No. And now, both of us, we're in that age group where, and you, bless you, every day you're flipping that switch on, and if this is all it ever becomes for you, Beth, your grandkids are going to know that grandma was mentoring and teaching. And now, if you think about it, you see so many people, we're all, we're getting into that too, you don't have enough left from a lifetime of work to do what people in our age group did in the past, and that was mentor and train and teach a culture and have it continue. That's what retirement's about, is to have the time to leave your mark on the rest of the world.
You know,
that's what I feel.
And, you know, grandparents do have that responsibility. We want to dawdle and cuddle and coddle and spoil them, but we have a nurturing responsibility as well. I don't allow my grandchildren to sass their parents or to sass me. That's just not allowed. They're not allowed to jump on the furniture. You know, grandma's furniture, we don't jump on it. Grandma can't afford to replace it.
Exactly.
You know, to have respect for things. Yeah. And yet we do like to spoil them. We like to fix their favorite meals.
Sure.
But I will make them eat. I will make them eat and taste things. We do have a responsibility as even a grandparent to teach the children right from wrong. To teach the children to obey their parents, to teach the children to obey God, to love God. And, we have that responsibility.
And to show them that it worked for us, it'll work for you.
Absolutely.
I'm still around, but when you've got this, you talked about it's astounding what it costs to have your elbow fixed, and stuff like that. We do not push that lesson enough. That when Joseph's kin folks were in trouble, but they did have some savings, their savings could buy them just as much then as when times were good. And we have got to stabilize it somehow, because it's really ripping our culture apart. You know, Trump was just on TV and he gave a magnificent speech to it. And a lot of times I sit there and I think, a lot of people get along because he was divorced. But, I've never seen any indication that he didn't stop being a dad and he didn't let his divorces drag his kids into it. The kids all seem to be pretty reasonably adjusted,
I have a really good article from, and I never got to share it on air, from Tony Perkins. He said, "I don't support Trump because he's a good role model." He says, "I support President Trump because of what he's doing."
Yes.
And nobody looks to President Donald Trump necessarily as a role model. But I agree with you. And, even I had my sons were doing some investigating before the election. And they looked to President Donald Trump when they were investigating him. I'm just doing a little research. I don't mean investigating. It's not like they're investigating reporters or anything. And they looked at his family. And, yes, he went through divorces, and we don't like divorces. But he never stopped being a dad to those kids.
Yeah, and he didn't use them for footballs between him and his ass.
Absolutely. We're going into a break.
Really
Tim,
obvious already.
Tim, it's good to hear from you again. We're heading into a break. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it so much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Finding a solution, and the solution is we the people getting on our knees and turning back to God. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com because you do. Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to Alexander in Canada. Alexander, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay. for a one-armed bandit, I'm doing all right.
I'm glad to hear that. You made a few remarks today that I agree with, and people are talking. You're like, you're the only person that actually I've heard so far discuss what the problem really is, which is first of all belief in God, but you know, I think we have to understand that it's hard to tell people that God is there because lots of people really want to believe that. So how could you tell them that the devil is really in charge, which is really what's and it's only going to get worse, I'm afraid. I don't think it's going to get bad. I don't mean to be negative, but I look at it biblically, and he hasn't been thrown into situation. Are you there?
I'm here. I have a little technical problem on my end. Go ahead.
But that is the root of our problem, is that we don't learn to wait on him, to understand where we are, to look at the knowledge that he's given us, and all we can do is wait. We really can't do anything. We have to other than have faith. But we are in a very upsetting time, and I believe it's only going to get worse. The Bible suggests he'll be thrown down from the heavens, the devil. Well, when that time comes, it's going to be a heck of a... This is just the tip of the iceberg. But I know that through faith that God's going to plan for those that are paying attention to him. And
you know,
I don't say God bless America or God bless Canada. I pray for the kingdom of God. I don't pray for our nation to get restored in that sense, because I don't believe it's going to be the kingdom of Trump. It's going to be the kingdom of Christ. That's what we're looking for.
Well, you're right about that.
Particularly if we are where we are right now at the end of time.
Yes.
It's the nation of Christ that we're looking for. And I don't want a reprieve or a delay and have more abortions and more school shootings and have it go on further and further, because we're not going to fix any of these problems, because these problems are all endemic. It's all about money. The love of evil, it's the drugs the kids are on, or it's just that and the other. It's the devil's in charge.
Hmm. Well, we've turned ourselves over. I mean, so many have turned themselves over, you know, just like the View. They had absolutely no problem mocking God and making fun of talking to Jesus or Jesus talking to you, you know, just acted like that was a mental illness. And they have no problem with that. And yet America supports shows like that. They absolutely support it. And maybe Canada does, too. I don't know. But it's go ahead, sir.
We've been brainwashed to do that, Beth, just like everything that's on the television, all the media. Who controls the principalities of the air? It's
good
the
point.
Devil, right?
Good point.
So
good
we,
point.
That, we have to get it our own. He puts us in seclusion. He hides us in our hearts.
Well, you know, and sometimes before we can get up, we have to be all the way down. And,
isn't
you know,
that true?
Yeah, that's the truth. Sometimes you have to be completely on the ground looking up before you can figure it all out. And unfortunately...
And then we've got a lot of down to come to.
We do. We do.
But that's okay, because this is the beauty of God and the promise of God, that there is restoration coming equal to the desolation that's coming for God's people. And I'm not trying to put myself on a pedestal here. I'm just saying what the Word says, the good and the evil. You're going to get the honey and the vinegar, or the bitter and the sweet. When the bad stuff happens, we can trust in God, rely on Him, because He's going to protect us through all of this.
Well, and we can.
I mean, this is not just North America. This is a whole world problem.
It's everywhere. And not just, you know, another simple way of looking at it. And then I'm going to go to my next caller.
Yep.
Another simple way of looking at it, Alexander, is the death on the cross brought eternal life.
Yep.
That death, that suffering, that horrific death brought eternal life.
Yep.
And so, yes, it has to get bad before it gets better. Unfortunately, we, as human beings, we tend to learn everything the hard way, and we are no different. We are no different.
We have gotten close to God over the years, have gone through our sufferings, which has been a blessing. We don't even understand that, right?
Absolutely.
Hopefully we're going to be helpful when the time comes.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alexander.
God, when the kingdom comes. I don't want any blessing in this world, but when the kingdom starts to come, if I can be a blessing to others to help them find their way to get through the maze that's coming and the destruction, that would be a wonderful gift. I would love to have that opportunity.
And we need
that.
To be prepared to do that. Thank you, Alexander. I appreciate it so much.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. We're going to go to Ray in Illinois, our good buddy Ray. Ray, how are you today?
I'm great, Beth Ann. You're absolutely right. We have fallen away. And part of the problem, we live in a throwaway society. Instead of trying to fix what we have, we throw it away and get a new one. Whether it be abortion, a wedding, or marriage. I mean, I've been divorced 27 years. No one is not going to get married again.
Going down that road again, huh?
if it happens, I'm to the point where I don't really care anymore. You know, I know where I want to be in my heart. I want to be with Christ. Like I said, I never plan on being a part-time parent. And they've made divorce way too easy nowadays. Like I said, we don't try to fix anything anymore. We just throw it away and get another one.
Yeah. And we don't hold to our promises, you know. We don't take our own word serious, and we need to do that. We want to hold God to His, but we don't want to be held accountable to ours.
You can tell just how we are as humans. I mean, in the Old Testament, they had 613 commandments. It was taken down to 10, and we still can't do that.
Can't you make it simpler, God? Can't you just make it simpler?
Oh, exactly. I mean,
yeah.
How selfish are we?
Right. Well, we're very selfish, and we're a very selfish people. We always have been since the Garden of Eden.
You know, and
so.
Yeah, I. Something my son said when he was going into the military that made me very proud. He had a chance to go into the Air Force. They wanted him as a navigator on a B-1 bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to go into the Navy and become a corpsman. And I asked him, I said, so why'd you choose that? And he said, Dad, I don't want to kill people. I want to save people.
Oh, man. Amen.
And believe me, my heart broke right there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Appreciate
because
it, Ray.
I did something right.
You did something right, I'd say. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Right.
We're about out of time for today. Tomorrow is going to be a free-for-all Friday. I'm going to bring to you somebody. In the last 2 weeks, several times we have mentioned the D.C. puppeteers, the puppets, that they're just puppets being used. And so I reached back, a voice from the past that I'm going to share with you. It won't be an audible voice. I'll be reading a writing from my mentor about the puppets. And many of you have sent me notes and give me words of encouragement. And I'm trying my best to follow in the shoes of my mentor, Derry Brownfield. And the words that he said back in the day are still pertinent today. And I'm going to share a letter that my dad wrote to Ronald Reagan, which was pertinent to today as well. America was unique and was good, not because we the people were good, but because we strove to follow God. And we have stopped doing that. And that is the real issue of the problems. We think we can fix everything with a pill, but what we really need is to get on our knees before God and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.